Chapter 4, Taming the Sands. With a slow, drawn-out exhale, another gentle plume of smoke drifted toward the crystalline ceiling of the enormous cavern. David leaned back further, settling into his perch. The metal dome of the Black Tower wasn't exactly built for comfort. Its architecture was as cold and unwelcoming as it looked, but it was still his favorite spot in the city. From here, the entirety of Undercity stretched out beneath him, a view unmatched anywhere else. More importantly, it was one of the few places where he could remain undisturbed for any meaningful length of time. Though there were few who could track him down if he truly wished to disappear, hiding wasn't his goal. Coming here was a refuge. He let out a weary sigh before taking another long draw from his cigar. It was the last of his cherished collection, and he already dreaded the weeks ahead. Leading an entire city was stressful enough, but doing so without the calming influence of the elves' divine herbs, that would be a challenge all its own. A low chuckle escaped his lips, surprising even himself. It really was funny, though. Him, a man who had lived his life with such rigid discipline, now finding himself so fond of complaining. Maybe his age was finally catching up with him. An amusing thought, though he knew it wasn't true. David hadn't even reached half his lifespan, and if anything, he felt younger than he had in decades. Life was strange sometimes. He hadn't put much faith in his young lord's theory about the soul, yet he had gone along with it anyway. Accepting his new position among the dwarves had seemed the proper course, just another duty for the obedient soldier he had always been. But the experience had been eye-opening. Stripped of his role as a butler, with no estate to manage or servants to oversee, David found himself adrift for the first time in years. Each day felt aimless, without a clear goal or purpose to anchor him. It was a sobering period that forced him to confront an uncomfortable truth. He had grown complacent. Not physically, his body remained in its prime. But his mind, dulled by years of routine, struggled to adapt to the sudden changes. How long had it been since he'd been forced to decide how to spend his time? How long since he'd had the freedom to explore his interests? David took another slow drag of his cigar, the embers creeping closer to his fingers. The warm smoke caressed his throat, leaving a faint tingle that spread through his body like a comforting wave. Now, there was no more doubt. None at all. In fact, he knew with absolute certainty that his young lord's insight had been spot on. Though his magic hadn't grown drastically stronger, something deeper had changed. His essence felt sharper, more refined, as if a missing piece had finally clicked into place. The level of Archmage, once an unattainable dream, no longer seemed so distant. Soon, he would join the ranks of the continent's elites, his name spoken alongside the legends he had admired for so long. Legends like Maximilian. The memories of his longtime lord and mentor brought a crooked smile to David's lips. What would the old man think if he could see him now? Would he blame Ezekiel for corrupting the once straight-laced him? It was entirely possible. The thought made him chuckle. Then again, it was Maximilian who had chosen Ezekiel as his heir, placing his trust in the boy for reasons only he knew. Perhaps, instead of disappointment, he'd be delighted by the change. Truth be told, it was hard to say. Despite spending much of his life by the old man's side, David had never fully understood him. Maximilian had been a man of unwavering beliefs, steadfast and resolute. He never hesitated to fight for what he thought was right, a man of virtue and unshakable character. He abhorred schemes and plots, doing everything out in the open, a trait that had eventually cost him everything. Ezekiel, on the other hand, was entirely different. Some might call him still immature, but David knew better. The boy was simply a different breed. It wasn't that Ezekiel was evil, far from it. Yet David couldn't deny the darkness that lurked within his righteous heart. He firmly believed that if Ezekiel deemed it necessary, he would commit the vilest atrocities without hesitation. It was a sobering thought, one that had robbed him of more than a few sleepless nights. Combined with the boy's razor-sharp intellect and uncanny ability to absorb knowledge, it painted a possibility far more frightening than he cared to admit. In the past, he might have considered turning his back on the family he had sworn to serve because of it. But now, before he could finish the thought, a presence to his left broke the quiet of his contemplation. David turned his head slowly, already guessing who it would be. In this city of shadows, few could match his mastery over the dark. A sinuous figure clad in black leather stepped into view, violet eyes gleaming in the dark. Two long, upward-facing ears twitched slightly, confirmation of his guess. "What brings you here, Elder Rabbit?" David asked, his voice calm. The woman smiled, amused. "So this is where you've been hiding." David sighed and took another drag of his cigar. Now that he'd been discovered, he would need to find a new hiding spot. "As you can see," he said, exhaling a thin stream of smoke. The woman still spoke nothing of her purpose. Instead, she stepped closer to the edge of the roof, her violet eyes scanning the city below. A low whistle escaped her lips. "Quite the view you've got here." David followed her gaze, his eyes settling on the bustling streets below, brimming with life and energy. It was an impressive sight. The city, once a cesspool of crime and poverty, had transformed beyond recognition in recent months. The fall of the syndicate, the immunity to enslavement, and an endless supply of food and water had reshaped this place into something no one could have imagined. David's lips curled faintly as he took in the scene. It was marvelous, really, a testament to how little people truly needed to thrive and live in comfort. Yet, his gaze soon returned to the woman who had disturbed his peace. "Did you need something?" She finally tore her eyes from the view and turned to face him. "As much as I'd like to say I came just to see you, there's another matter." Without waiting for him to ask, she reached into her cleavage and pulled out a pristine envelope. How it had stayed so perfectly uncreased in there was something David didn't even want to contemplate. "What is it?" he asked, choosing not to comment. "Orders," she replied, a sly smile tugging at her lips. "Orders?" he echoed, brow rising. "And who could possibly dare order us around at this point? Don't tell me the Lord of Lightning has suddenly decided to get involved." Elder Rabbit shook her head. "It's from him." David's gaze sharpened as he extended his hand. The envelope, which had been firmly held by Elder Rabbit, shot through the air as if drawn by an invisible force. The woman glanced at her empty hand, then back at David, a low whistle escaping her lips. "You'll have to teach me how you did that one of these days." David ignored her, his full attention on the envelope. It had already been opened, likely by Soria. She was the only one who would dare. Whether her relationship with his young lord was as deep as she claimed, David couldn't say. But her loyalty was beyond question. After all, she had undergone the ritual. Betrayal was simply not an option. David carefully removed the letter and began to read, his expression shifting subtly. A long-term trade agreement, at least 1,000,000 gold. His brows furrowed as he reached the worst part. 4 weeks. That was barely enough time to begin negotiations, let alone finalize a deal. He read on, piecing together the situation. The Merchant Council. Of course. How did Ezekiel always manage to entangle himself in such impossible predicaments? Finally, his eyes settled on the last lines of the letter, lingering there for a long moment. "If you deem it impossible to comply with my demands, then you are free to ignore this order. I trust your judgment." These lines, seemingly ordinary, held a weight that struck David deeply. Spoken by anyone else, they might have seemed unremarkable. But David knew better. Trust. It was the one thing Ezekiel didn't give lightly. In fact, since their departure from the Empire, David couldn't recall hearing him use the word even once. The betrayals he had endured seemed to have stripped him of the capacity to truly place his faith in others. The thousands of slaves walking the streets of Undercity were a stark testament to that painful truth. David inhaled deeply, steadying his thoughts. He had not sworn an oath, undergone any ritual, or even formally pledged his allegiance. Yet his young lord had somehow found it within himself to trust again, to trust him. His gaze hardened. 1,000,000 gold. A 10-year contract? 4 weeks to make it happen? It didn't matter. Even if it had been 10 times the amount in half the time, David would see it through. There was no room for hesitation. If Ezekiel believed in his ability to accomplish this, then he would do whatever it took to fulfill that trust. Without realizing it, David's hands had balled into fists, crumpling the letter. It didn't matter. Every word was already etched into his mind. His gaze met Elder Rabbit's, and for the first time since her arrival, the teasing grin disappeared from her face. She stood straight, her expression serious. "Call a meeting," David ordered, his voice firm. "I want the entire council gathered within the hour, not a single member missing. I don't care what they're doing, get them all." Elder Rabbit blinked, momentarily stunned, before giving a small nod. She stepped back, and in an instant, the darkness swallowed her whole. David no longer paid her any mind. His thoughts were already spinning, piecing together a plan. To fulfill such an extraordinary order, there was no time for lengthy negotiations or formalities. He would need results, fast. There was only one way to ensure that. He had to present an offer so irresistible that every merchant would jump to seize it. An opportunity so large, so undeniably lucrative, that proper procedure and hesitation would be the last things on their minds. It was time to unleash the full might of the forces he had assembled, to reveal the economic powerhouse that a united undercity had become. A force capable of standing toe-to-toe with the high and mighty lords of Korovan. A grin spread across his face, an expression that would have seemed impossible for the rigid butler of the past, yet oddly fitting for the man he had become. David tilted his head to either side, accompanied by the creaking and cracking of his stiff neck. It was time to get to work.